Good morning, sunshine. Today, we are going to talk about challenging our conditioning. We're going to talk about exactly what we can do to clear our heads and get rid of old conditioning that maybe toxic people stuck in our heads over the years. We're going to figure out how to get rid of that conditioning that makes us think we're not good enough, we're not worthy, we don't deserve good things. We're going to learn how we can change the way we think, change the way that we perceive ourselves, change the way our brains work. It all starts with the way we talk to ourselves. So, let's catch a shine buzz. So if you did go through a toxic relationship, you spent a lot of time with a narcissist or a toxic person of any sort, chances are you have been conditioned to think a certain way. This might have started in childhood. It might have started during an adult relationship. But either way, your mind has been conditioned by someone else. And in some cases, you may have sort of self-conditioned in order to manage and cope with the things you were going through. But the thing is that what we actually are doing when we are allowing conditioned thinking to continue, when we allow ourselves to continue to think and feel and believe the things that we were conditioned to think and feel and believe, or what we think other people expect of us, we're actually kind of carrying around a lot of burden that we don't need. For example, there's a story of two guys walking down the street and it's raining, it's pouring. And there's a lady standing there screaming, and they walk up to her and they say, what's wrong? And she says, oh my gosh, I just got these brand new shoes. And they're really expensive and I can't walk across the street because look at all the puddles. Like, there's nowhere for me to walk safely. I need somebody to carry me across the street, please, right now. And so the younger one was like, nope. And the older one was like, well, whatever. He carried her across the street, helped her out. She didn't even say thank you. And later that night, they were hanging out, and the younger guy looks at the older guy and says, why did you carry that woman across the street? She didn't even say thank you. Why would you do that? And the older guy says, look, dude, I put her down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her? It's conditional thinking. Now, think back to when you were a kid. Think back to your young adulthood. Whatever happened during that time would have started to condition you, would have conditioned you to believe certain things. Whatever happened in your toxic relationship would have conditioned you to believe certain things. Here's an example from my own life. I've told this story before, but just in case you haven't heard it, one day I was at the grocery store and I was paying for my food and whatever I purchased. And as I was getting ready to leave, the cashier handed me my change and said, here's your change, honey. And instantly I bristled. Now, of course, I said thanks and went on my way, but I felt some kind of way about it. I felt like, why would she call me honey? Felt real annoyed. Didn't know why. Well, this is shortly after I had gone no contact with a toxic person in my life. And then I remembered, as I was driving home that day, racking my brain, why did I feel so upset about this lady calling me this? Well, the thing is, I wasn't really upset. It was conditioned thinking. So what happened was, when I was a kid, I remembered on the way home, I remember standing in the kitchen with my mother, who said to me, I don't like it when people call me baby or sweetie or honey. It makes me feel like they're minimizing me. Okay? Now, that's whatever it is. That's her belief. That's her focus. But for me, at that time, I took that into myself. And I believed that I shouldn't let people call me baby or sweetie or honey either, because that would be them minimizing me. But in reality, I never was bothered by that. In reality, I didn't mind if they called me baby or sweetie or honey. They could just call me. I'd be cool. You know what I'm saying? So that was one of those things that I believed to be true that wasn't really true. Can you think of anything in your life that maybe you thought or felt you believed or you felt strongly about that it turns out you didn't really feel strongly about? A lot of us start to notice these things as we go no contact with toxic people or after, because we start to recognize that's not really me. That's somebody else kind of in my head. So how do we challenge conditioning? Well, the story I just described to you is one way. Be very mindful. Be very aware of your thoughts. This goes back to intentional vibration management. Why did I feel so cranky when that lady in the store said, honey, she was perfectly nice. There was no reason for me to feel upset about it. So in that moment, as I'm driving home from the grocery store, I'm challenging my conditional behavior and thinking. So you think about, why did I feel that way? What did this mean? And then maybe, where did this belief come from? And do I need to keep it or drop it? In my case, I decided to drop it, honey. Look, the conversations that you have with yourself, whether you're thinking about why did I act that way, or you're feeling like I'm so annoyed that that person called me honey, they have a huge impact on how you feel, how you act, all of that stuff. They have a big impact on your whole life, as a matter of fact. if you're always criticizing yourself, beating yourself up, talking to yourself like you don't matter, predicting horrible things in your life, more of those things are coming your way. More negativity is coming your way. This also goes right along with intentional vibration management. You have to vibrate what you want, not what you don't want. According to a number of different research studies, some of those I'll link below for you, training your brain differently actually causes your brain to change. We've talked before about neuroplasticity. I'll leave a link for you right there about neuroplasticity, where I explain exactly what that means and how it works. But for now, I'll just remind you that it does physically change the way that your brain works. That is why so many different therapists will use CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy to help their clients, because they want to help them create long-lasting change. CBT is very well researched and very well proven to work. It is a great way to help people get unstuck. It isn't a quick feel-good instant in the moment fix. It's a long-term fix. A bunch of different studies have been done that show that CBT physically changes the brain. So changing the way that you think changes your brain. A lot of studies have used neuroimaging, where they've actually taken pictures of the brain. Neuroimaging has shown that cognitive behavioral therapy actually modifies the neural circuits in your brain, or the connections in your brain. So we're talking about the neural circuits that are involved in the regulation of negative emotions. And these studies consistently prove that CBT can actually positively change the dysfunctions of our nervous system. That's pretty amazing, right? So literally, by learning to think differently, you can change the way your whole body works. And there's a theory called polyvagal theory that I won't go into today, but I've talked about it a little bit before, that proves that a lot of our trauma lies in our body, and that with stimulation of the vagal nerve, we can actually change some of that. And I've seen some really serious success with some of my clients using self-help exercises based on polyvagal theory. Some of them are simple, like just breathing, deep breathing. And we'll talk about those another day. A study published in Translational Psychiatry actually found out that after people who had been through trauma and had things like CPTSD and depression used online CBT treatment for only 9 weeks, they saw neural changes and a reduction in symptoms, as well as a reduction in social anxiety in those people. I mean, that's freaking powerful, right? So I'm going to give you 3 ways that you can, at home, train your brain to think differently. Do CBT on yourself. And as you know, at the end of our session today, I'll share with you a cognitive behavioral therapy card with a new coping technique on it. Number one, you want to change your thoughts, reframe the way you think. So instead of thinking things like, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid, or oh, things never work, or I'll never succeed, I'm such an idiot, everything I do sucks, stuff like that. Well, those things aren't helpful. Thinking that kind of stuff is very negative for you and your vibe. A couple things to think about here. Number one, when we do focus on negative things that we don't want in our lives, more of those come to us by the law of attraction. And if we're looking at it from a purely psychological standpoint, being negative prevents us from doing things that are positive in our lives. And if we're being honest, a lot of times negative predictions, well, they turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. So avoid saying things like, I'll never win, or I'll never get what I want, or I'm always going to be a loser, because if you focus on that type of stuff, then that type of stuff tends to come true. And don't think things like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a huge disaster, everything's going to fall apart. Instead, try to look for the possibility of success. Try to look for reasons that it might be positive and successful. Or if nothing else, just try to believe that it's going to be okay and you're going to get through it successfully. If you find yourself thinking something like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get that dream job that I've always wanted, or no one's ever going to hire me, just remind yourself that if you keep going, if you never quit, you don't fail. You keep looking for a job, you're going to find a job. The next thing you need to do, number two, is to try to kind of prove yourself wrong sometimes. The thing is, and we kind of talked about this recently, a lot of the stuff in our heads isn't really our own stuff, right? So we need to challenge that. We need to push out the thoughts that aren't really our own things. So kind of your brain's lying to you sometimes. The trauma that you experienced has left you with a negative focus, a negative perspective. So when you hear yourself saying, I'm never going to get that job that I really want, or I'm never going to be able to take off the extra weight, or I'm never going to be able to get healthy, or I'm never going to be able to have a child, or whatever it is for you, stop yourself and do what I do. I always tell myself, I use pattern interrupt for this. I tell myself, I now cancel that thought and I replace it with this affirmation of my true divine desire. And then I focus on something I do want as opposed to something I don't want. But by doing that, not only do I pattern interrupt and I kind of redirect myself, but I can prove myself wrong when I do succeed. And that's the goal of this one. Prove yourself wrong sometimes. So let's say you're trying to lose 10 pounds, you're working out, you're exhausted. Make yourself take one more lap around the block or one more step. Or like I said, if you're trying to get a job, make yourself keep going until you get a job. Send out one more resume, make one more phone call. Just take inspired action to keep going forward and prove yourself wrong. Because what you're doing there is by telling yourself, I can't do it, I won't do it, it'll never happen, you're just essentially embracing your limitations, and you don't want to embrace your limitations. You want to see what you are capable of in a positive light, at least a more accurate one. Richard Bach said, argue for your limitations and they are yours. I like to be limitless myself. How about you? Let me ask you a question. Where is your head right now? Are you aware of the silent processes happening in your brain at this moment, kind of filtering through your thoughts? We tend to sort of allow certain experiences to come to us and sort of reject others. And when we have gone through a toxic relationship, sometimes we're kind of backward and we're allowing in the negative and rejecting the positive experiences we could be having. And that is because our brains have been programmed and conditioned to do that. Another way you can reprogram yourself is to just sort of stop accepting what you used to be or what you don't want to be. Reject negativity. Reject what you don't want to be. So for example, when you find yourself thinking like your old self, reject the negative thoughts. Remind yourself that this new self is different. And so maybe say something to yourself like, I'm a new person now. I don't need to accept negativity. I am open to receiving positive, loving, good, awesome things in my life. And I think one of the most important things to do is to just challenge your conditioning. So for example, if you want to make $1 million and you hear yourself going, I can't make $1 million, ask yourself, why can't I make $1 million? Why not? The negative part of yourself can always come up with some excuse. You're challenging yourself to change the way your brain works. It's not that easy, but it's so much easier than people think it is. Take the time to stay focused on what you're thinking, what you're feeling at all times. Do your very best to treat yourself with love and respect. For example, if you find yourself calling yourself names like I'm too stupid or I'm this or that, stop yourself. Treat yourself with the same amount of love and respect that you would treat anyone else in the world who you love unconditionally, because you should be loving yourself unconditionally. Some people like to say things to themselves like, I'm going to totally do this, or I'm going to make it happen, or even just do your best. I personally, I have the one mantra I told you earlier where I say, I now cancel that thought and replace it with this affirmation of my true divine desire. I use that for when I'm trying to get past the hard moments, or when I'm trying to like get past the negativity that comes into my own head. But you know, when I was younger, I lost a bunch of weight. And one of the things that I did is I found this little, in a magazine, I found where it said, never lose control. It was like an ad, and I cut out that part of the ad, and I think it was for a hair product, actually, which I lose control of my hair all the time, but it said never lose control, and I taped it up on my fridge. I'll tell you what, it became my like life mantra for a long time. I felt like I had been under so much control growing up and in my toxic relationship that when I had the never lose control, that was just for me to know that I was in control of myself and my life at that time. It really helped me. So that was a good one. Okay, now grab your pen because I'm about to give you some homework. It's time to read the cards. We're going to start off with our dialectical behavioral therapy skills deck. And this is kind of what I mentioned at the beginning. We do this every day on this show. And today it's a distress tolerance skill that I'm showing you. Take a look. And it says, practice safe space visualization. Relax using mindful breathing. Then imagine yourself in a safe place. It can be a real place that you really know or someplace you've made up. Use your imaginary senses of sight, hearing, and touch to explore the environment. Make it as peaceful and calm as possible. Commit to a 5-minute visualization today. I love this. This is a great way to kind of pattern interrupt yourself and kind of get yourself on the right track again. And it's perfect because anyone can do it from anywhere at any time, as long as you safely close your eyes. Next up, let's get your affirmation for the day. Keep that pen out. And this affirmation comes from the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck. These are linked in the description below, by the way, if you're interested in buying your own deck, but you don't need to because I'll be sharing them with you every day. And today's affirmation is, write this down. This is your affirmation of the day. I let the universe catch up with my dreams. I love that. I let the universe catch up with my dreams. Beautiful. And now it's time for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, are you challenging your thinking? Are you challenging the conditioning that you have been given through toxic relationships and toxic families? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Thank you to all of my sponsors for being part of the mission that I serve here at this channel and on queenbeing.com and on shine.buzz. Every little bit helps. Thank you so much for that. And to each of you, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.